It's your Mountain Rock, Q94, Cinnamon Girl. That's Neil Young with Crazy Horse, and man, they're a great band. You know, I always chuckle. They talk about grunge, new music. Neil Young was doing it with Crazy Horse first. He is the godfather of grunge, but it's rock and roll. Okay, it's just rock and roll. That's all. Don't be scared. Well, here we go. It's time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we join Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this? Right now, it's a beautiful Thursday morning here, but it's soon to be wet.
It is going to get very, very moist out there.
Yeah, right now it's beautiful. The sun is shining. It's 54 degrees out there. It's beautiful. It's very comfortable. It's nice, but I know we're around the corner for some rain.
Have you seen many boats drive by?
I three so far this morning.
Oh.
Three so far.
People are being very cautious, aren't they?
I think so. The bite it had picked up, the crappie bite had really taken off this past week. For most guys, there's some guys that still struggled in that, but combination of live bait and some Bobby Garland colors and a few tater bait colors were working really good this week.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they really picked up. So I don't know if the cold front's in and out, or they're on the beds and coming off the beds from spawning. I really think that's taking place right now.
Yeah, and what about the bass, largemouth, smallmouth?
Yes, you know, we had that big cystic tournament last weekend, so the lake got hammered. But even some of those guys struggled a little bit with the fish on it. But mm-hmm. That two weekends in a row with tournaments, we got another one coming this weekend. It makes it really tough. It really does. I think the early morning bite is decent, and the late evening and into the later hours are better, nighttime on the bass right now, just because of all the pressure on the lake.
Well, this Saturday, about probably 8 pounds, 9 pounds may win it.
It could. it's very possible. I had guys pre-fish last Friday, did really good, had really good feelings in that and stuff, and they caught all kinds of fish, and then Saturday they caught two. Go figure. That's fishing.
Yeah. Well, the stripers, the hybrids, and whites, how's that going?
Stripers and hybrids slowed some. The whites are really starting to pick up. Had several people tell me that they caught them surfacing, blowing up on the lake and stuff. So that bite is doing well. And usually once the whites take off, then won't be soon after that the stripers and the hybrids will be surfacing. And then the topwater's on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's promising.
I'm ready for some topwater action.
Oh, that's so much fun. It is so much fun. And then we got our catfish is starting to come around. People putting out some trout lines and jugs and that. And some people are doing, have a couple staying here, and they I think they put 20 or 25 lines out, and they got five the other night. And then the next night they got skunked.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's... It's fishing.
Yeah, that's why it's not called catching. It's called fishing.
Right, exactly. So, but we're in the prime of fishing. Right now it's about ready to bust loose, and it should pick up and remain decent for a while.
Yeah, well, if you, it is going to be rainy, and of course water's going to rush in, and that kind of changes it again. That can kind of really amp things up, or it can kind of make it go the other way. But it's going to break loose. It's just going to boom. It's going to be on, and they're going to be surfacing, and the bass are going to be up on the banks. Okay, the crappie. I've been hearing too. A lot of people are really having a good time crappie fishing.
Oh yeah, that's been it's been a good week for crappie fishermen for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more, and how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. our Bayou Facebook page. Drop us a line, leave us a message, read some of the stuff going on, take a look at the pictures in there. And, of course, always our website. Or if you're in the area, just stop in, you know, and say hi and talk about fishing or have a cold one. And
Yeah. Or two.
Or two.
All right, Gary. Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you, man, and we'll catch you next week.
Hey, Gary, try to stay dry.
Oh, yeah. I got my umbrella.
All right. Happy Thirsty Thursday.
Right on. See you, buddy.
All right. Bye.